102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I am your host, Armon Carr, and for the next 15 minutes, I have some wonderful women in the studio with me. Danielle Fluker, president of
Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
I heard that. And also Marsha Lee Harrison, chapter member, and also
one of the co-chairs for program planning and development for Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to talk because there's a lot of wonderful things that the organization is doing in the Bay Area, and I want to make sure that everybody is aware of what you're doing.
Most so let's definitely.
When has this all been founded? When was the chapter founded? Tell us a little bit of history about the Deltas.
Okay. So Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, we're a private, not-for-profit organization whose purpose is to provide assistance and support through established programs in local communities throughout the world. We were founded in 1913 on the campus of Howard University by 22 phenomenal women. And we are currently have more than 200,000 members throughout the world in our collegiate and alumni chapters combined.
Okay, all right.
Our members are predominantly Black, college-educated women, phenomenal, devastating divas who are on the move and who are passionate about our communities. Our chapters are located in the United States, England, Japan, Germany, Virgin Islands, Bermuda, the Bahamas, Jamaica, and the Republic of Korea.
I heard that. Amazing, amazing. Once again, this is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armon, and joining me this morning, I have Danielle Fluker, president of
the Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
See, we worked that out because she says it better than I do. And I also have Marsha Lee Harrison, chapter member inside the, I was about to say inside the quiet storm. So here we go. So Listen Up Bay Area. That's the other show. That's the other show. All right. So how does the Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter fit in, Danielle?
So basically, the Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter, we were chartered in 1990 to serve the cities of Hayward, Fremont, Newark, and Union City. We have approximately 80 members in our chapter, and we are charged to implement our organizational's and national programs in our local communities. So we are not a huge chapter per se, but we are a medium-sized chapter, but we are mighty, and we stay busy, and we are on the move for our communities and our young people.
Tell us exactly what you do for the community. Tell us a little bit, you know, including the youth. You know, how do you involve yourself with the youth?
Most definitely. So the types of programs that Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapters provide, the major programs of our chapter are based upon the organization's five-point programmatic thrust. And so at the Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter, we focus on economic development. And for the past 22 years, we've partnered with local community organizations focused on eradicating homelessness, because as you know, homelessness is taking over.
Yes, it is.
California and the Bay Area dramatically. Educational development is another focus of ours. We provide three youth mentoring programs to ensure our youth are uplifted and empowered. The name of our programs are Delta Academy, in which we mentor young girls in middle school. We also have the Delta Gems program mentoring for girls in high school. And then we are not going to forget our young men. We have a program called Embody, and we mentor young men from the ages of 13 to 18. And all three programs seek to build self-confidence, develop leadership skills, and expose the participants to STEM opportunities.
That's amazing.
And let me tell you, these young people are phenomenal.
Wow.
They are some bright, young, educated young people who are passionate about taking on the world. And this next generation, I'm just looking forward to seeing what they're getting ready to do.
All right. Now, I see here that you also do something for physical and mental health as well.
Yes, we do. Based on our national initiatives, we partner with the American Heart Association, St. Jude Hospital, and Sickle Cell Anemia Disease Foundation of California. In addition, we participate in health seminars and local walkathons, as well as health seminars within our service areas. And then we also do international awareness. We are currently in the process of coordinating a missions trip to Haiti with other local chapters. We're looking to partnership with the Hades Habitat for Humanity. So be on the lookout for that, because we are taking it abroad, and we are not just about domestically, but internationally, making sure that we are doing our part to service the communities there as well.
Okay. All right.
And political involvedness and awareness is another program that we are definitely passionate about. We've provided voter education forums, registration opportunities, and advocated for our communities in at City Hall, the state capitol, the nation's capital. Additionally, we've provided the forum of gun controls in partnership with the NAACP. We had a wonderful forum there, and human trafficking and bringing awareness to citizens in our local areas with regards to that. And we're really passionate about it. The forum on the gun control was amazing. And we're thinking about doing another one as well, a follow-up, because it's so needed considering what's going on in the world today.
Amazing, amazing. Once again, this is Armand. We're listening to Bay Area. And joining me in the studio this morning is Danielle Fluker, president of
the Hate Retries City Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated.
And Marsha Lee Harrison, chapter member. Now, Marsha, I do have a question for you. Tell me about Music at the Vineyard.
Music at the Vineyard is in partnership with Delta Research and Education Foundation. It is our annual scholarship fundraiser. This is where we award scholarships to our youth for financial assistance to for higher education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the afternoon is filled with a flavorful lunch, live and silent auction. So we ask, don't forget your checkbooks. And an afternoon of jazz from one of the top 10 Billboard artists, Julian Vaughn, who is a jazz bassist. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have him and his band join us for this special event. So on Sunday, April 29th at Casa Real at Ruby Hill Winery in Pleasanton, we would love to see everyone out there listening to join us. Our doors open at 1 p.m. The tickets can be purchased on our website for $105, and guess what? It's tax deductible. And so we're looking forward to having every last one of you listeners join us for our 16th year.
Yes.
Music at the Vineyard in Pleasanton, April 29th. It's going to be at the Casa Real at Ruby Hill Winery in Pleasanton. And I am very excited about this particular event. First of all, because it's in Pleasanton. Let's start there. But I want to know more about the funds in regards to how are they being used? How are the funds being used?
The funds are raised from this event. They support our youth mentoring programs, as well as our community programs, for our youth scholarships. And with that said, we have a criteria for our students in which they have to meet, which is normal when you're doing this type of fundraising to award scholarships to these individuals.
Mm-hmm. How many scholarships have been awarded thus far?
Since 1990, we are proud to say that we have provided over $120,000 to youth in our community.
Wow.
This is how you can help: become a corporate sponsor. And when you become a corporate sponsor, that helps us build our brand.
Right.
And it also helps us do the work in which we were charged to do by our 22 founders.
Mm-hmm.
Also, purchase an ad. And if you're a business owner, donate an item for our silent or our live auction. Share the information with your networks. And then that way, when you do that, we grow and we can support our youth on a continuous basis.
Once again, I have wonderful guests in the studio with me. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and I have Danielle Fluker, president of
the Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated.
And her wonderful, wonderful chapter member, Marsha Lee Harrison. And they are here because they have a very special event coming up. It is called Music at the Vineyard. And Marsha, tell us one more time where the event is held, what time, and what can we expect?
Our event is being held at Casa Real at Ruby Hill Winery, located in Pleasanton. Our doors open at 1 p.m. And you will have the opportunity to bid on live auction items, on a silent auction item. We have raffles and so much more. And we have just the right amount of flavor for your taste.
Cannot wait. And tickets?
$105 per person, and it's tax deductible.
That's what I'm talking about. Write it off. And how can our listeners get more information? Give us your website, Lisa.
So they can go to our chapter website, which is at www.deltahaywardtricity.org, or they can, and that's where they can purchase their tickets, or they can email us at info@deltahaywardtricity.org. And if our listeners are just interested in finding out more information as well about Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, they can definitely visit our national website at www.deltasigmatheta.org.
All right, I got a pop quiz for you. Pick one. Stomp the Yard or School Days?
Oh, no. Go ahead, Marcia. You can pick one.
Stomp the Yard.
Stomp the Yard. Okay. Go ahead. Stomp the Yard or School Days?
School Days.
School Days. Good choice. I don't know which you choose. You tripping. Once again, this is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and joining me in the studio, I have Danielle Fluker, president of
the Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
And her chapter member, Marcia Lee Harrison. And these young ladies are doing amazing things in the community. One more time, tell us, how are you reaching out to the youth, especially the young ladies?
Our programs are geared towards at-risk youth, so we're going into the schools, the churches, and different organizations to where we can reach our youth in those communities and just being there as a beacon for these young people to help bring them together so that we can definitely be advocates for them and joining them into being exposed to different things as far as college, higher educations, because some of these young people have never, ever stepped foot on a college campus, and just exposing them to stem cell information and resources and taking them to different organizations and companies like Google and Facebook and just getting them involved so they can see that there are more things out there for them other than just their local community settings, and just giving them that exposure so that they can want more out of life and to move forward and have an opportunity and be excited about their future. And this is what our organization is here for, because we're community-based and we're all about our young people and making sure that we look back and bring in and help each other and our families out.
Right. And for those who do not know, there are a lot of celebrities who are Deltas, right?
That's correct.
Let's just drop some names.
May she rest in peace, Lena Horne, our gospel artist and wonderful, this is Shirley Caesar. We have Marcia Fudge, U.S. Senator, and also Soledad O'Brien.
Okay.
And Shirley Ralph.
I was going to say Shirley Ralph. Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely.
K. Michelle. Who, as we know, reality TV star.
Wonderful. What I've seen, okay, as of late, is there a lot of women at a later age, in a later time in their life, joining the sororities? You don't necessarily have to be a freshman in college or a junior. You can actually be older, established, and if you decide to join, you can join, right?
Based on
the alumni chapter, yes. Yeah. There are requirements.
There are requirements.
But if they're interested, they definitely need to contact a local chapter within their area. As long as they're college educated.
That works. Once again, this is Armand. We're Listen Up Bay Area, and I've been joined for the last 15 minutes by Danielle Fluker,
president of the Hayward Tri-City Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
And her chapter member, Marcia Lee Harrison. Ladies, this has been an amazing interview. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you on the 29th. And where am I going to see you, Marcia?
Casa Real.
Mm-hmm. In Pleasanton.
At Ruby Hill Winery in Pleasanton, and we hope to see you too.
Absolutely. All right, well, my producer Carlos is going to have this on KBLX.com. All right, so make sure you go there and share the link. Please share the link. But in the meantime, I want you guys to have a wonderful weekend, and please pass on your passion.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.